జగత్సాక్షాత్ పరబ్రహ్మ తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. అఖండమండలాకారం వ్యాప్తం యేన చరాచరం యత్ పదం దర్శితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. ఓం భూర్భువస్వః తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి ధియో యో నః ప్రచోదయాత్. What we are now trying to do, what we are trying to understand, is about a great revolution. The great revolution is to explain to the world at large, especially to the intellectuals, and more so to the scientists, the materialists, that what Indians term as the Hindu Dharma, the Sanatana Dharma, is not a religion, but it is a science of living. This is the revolution we are trying to bring about. Hindu Dharma is not a religion. It is not a faith. It is a science of living, the art of living, the divine art, science, technology, wisdom, intuition, whatever you call it. We call it Hindu because it was first discovered in India. That's all. There is nothing Hindu anymore. Then we say there is a Newton in gravitational laws. We talk about gravitational laws. We do say and talk about Newton. But it is only because he discovered them. That's all. Majority of the students who read Newton's laws don't know about his biography, his stature, his livelihood, where he lived, how he lived, what was his difficulties. No biographical data is attached with the Newton's laws, even though we call it Newton's laws. Similarly, no Hinduism, no Hindu aspect is covered in Hindu Dharma. The only aspect that is covered is the science of life, the technology of life. This technology of life, the Hindus, the Rishis, the Maharshis, the Rajarshis, the Brahmarshis and Devarshis. Mind you, I am repeating these names so that you may know the gradation of scientists who talked about life. Rishis were the basis, the lowest. Then you have the Maharshis. Then you have the Rajarshis. Then you have the Brahmarshis. And then you have the Devarshis. The five states of livelihood are depicted in the science of life as the five faces of Gayatri. So this Gayatri mantra about which we are going to talk today and understand about it has nothing to do with any faith or any religion. It is to do with liveliness, livingness, the ability to live, what we may call as consciousness. So this consciousness is of five types, from Maharshi, Rishi to Devarshi. I am not today telling you about these gradations of lifestyle But I want you to know about the way in which Indians lived, Hindus lived. Hindus live practicing and enjoying a number of festivals, what in Telugu we say as Panduga. Panduga means becoming a fruit. Panduga maratamu panduga. So what is the fruit you are getting out of the life? Is what our festivals are meant for. They are not meant for getting new clothes or going to a movie or sitting in the kitchen for more and more hours cooking unnecessary footsteps, as Mantan Satyanarayana Raju garu says, the nature cure expert. That is not what is meant by our festivals. It is a festivity, it is an enthusiasm, it is an enjoyment of life. It starts from the Rama Navaratri, the Yugadi. Many of us know, and many scholars confirm it, that Ramayana is nothing but an explanation of Gayatri. And it has been hinted time and again that each letter of the Gayatri Mantra has been included after every 1000 years shlokas, verses of Gayatri, thereby having 24,000 Gayatri versed Ramayana. Each shloka starting with the Gayatri word, letter, has 1000 verses in Ramayana. You have 24 letters in Gayatri Mantra, you have 24,000 shlokas of the Ramayana. So each verse, 1000 shlokas. In another way, you can say that Ramayana has been so formulated, what we call in Sanskrit as Samputikarana. The letters of Gayatri have been samputified, if you can use that mixed word, because you can't have exact meaning in English for samputikarana. You can say that one letter, after 1000 shlokas, another letter of Gayatri Mantra, then 1000 shlokas of Gayatri Ramayana. So in this way, you can say that the entire Gayatri is explained by Ramayana. With this in mind, those 24 shlokas which commence by a single letter of the Gayatri Mantra, that means 24 shlokas, have been well known, and anyone who follows the Sundarakanda Parayana, which is very important in Ramayana Parayana, has first to read these 24 shlokas known as Gayatri Ramayana. Now, our Guruji, Parampurji Guruji, Vedamurti, Taponishta, Yugadrashta, that is how he is known, Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, the founder of Gayatri Parivar, the exponent of Gayatri Mantra, and the man who could develop a Tirtha, which is known as Gayatri Tirtha at Haridwar, Shanti Kunj. He has given 20 books as the essence of all the possible way of lifestyle, beginning from time immemorial in the past to the coming crores of years of generations future. So these 20 books about which I am going to talk to you today have the essence of the entire evolution of mankind. It talks about the evolution of humanity. Mind you, these 24 shlokas are talking about the evolution of humanity and the completion of humanity. And naturally, these 24 shlokas involve the supramental descent of Sri Aurobindo. The master of Theosophical Society, the absolute Parabrahma of masters V, the Kutastha Chaitanya of Lahari Mahasaya, the exponent of Kriya Yoga basing on breathing techniques, and also about the Shraddha and Saburi of the Sai cult. All this is involved in these 24 shlokas as the future development of human consciousness. Mind you, Dvijatva we call, one who practices Gayatri attains Dvijatva, that is, he is born again. Born again into what? Not from the womb of a mother like an animal, by an animal act, but by spiritual act, by transformation of his consciousness. So this science of transformation, this science of evolution has been given by Parampuja Gurudi, the man who is the greatest exponent of Gayatri Mantra since time immemorial. I think he is much better than the Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. Mind you, it is my own opinion, and being a democracy, each man has a right to voice his opinion. I think he is much better, much greater, much profounder, and having much depth than everyone who till now has utilized Gayatri Mantra. The Gayatri Mantra is very simple. It has the Omkar, then three Vyahrutis, and then of course the 24 letters, punctuated after 8 letters. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. This is the essence of all scriptures of the world, present, past and future. It shows you the way of life. Gayam Trayati Iti Gayatri. It tells you how to fortify your vital energy, how to develop your prana shakti, and how to develop about, talking about prana shakti naturally doesn't mean any religion, because any living embodiment, whether material, plant, animal or human, have their own life. And Gayatri tells you how to develop those life currents. If it is material life currents, Gayatri is known as Parasmani, the jewel which, when touched to iron, the iron becomes gold. That is the materialistic aspects of Gayatri Mantra. And then you have the plant kingdom of Gayatri Mantra, the Kalpavruksha. It is known that people, if they sit below the tree, their wish is fulfilled. Gayatri is also the Kalpavruksha. And then you have the Kamadhenu aspect from the animal kingdom, the nectar making you immortal. And now you are going to hear about the fourth aspect of Gayatri Mantra, which the Vedas talk about. Many spiritualists do talk about the fourth pada of the Gayatri Mantra. But that fourth pada of Gayatri Mantra is concealed, which is now being revealed. That is what is called in Gayatri as Paro Rajase Savadom, and in Gita as Rajavidya Rajaguhyam. But now, today, I am not going into the depths of all these things. I will just read you out the 24 shlokas of the Gayatri Ramayana. And remember, each shloka is an action. It is an activity. No theory is given in it. An activity is given to it. And the same activity can be interpreted by many, many varieties of ways by different people. I always give you the example of the stone cutter. One stone cutter weeps in agony, says, "What is my fate? I have read. I am a postgraduate. I couldn't get a job. The hell with this government. The government could not provide any job and I have to feed myself by cutting the stone." Another stone cutter feels happy that he has got something to eat. He can take home something for his family to eat. He takes it as a responsibility. He has a family. He has to feed them. And because he has to feed them, he is cutting the stones. It's a responsibility. He feels happy. And then the third one, he feels very happy. He says he is working for building a temple. I am building a temple and the stones I am cutting it. We don't know in future how many great saints will walk on it. And it is my effort which is going to give them that freedom to walk on this path. So the physical activity is same, but the conscious life relationships, life revelation is different. One feels it as a burden, one feels it as his duty, and other is exhilarated. That is what a festivity is. A panduga is, a festival is. Ramanavaratri is such a festival where you enjoy your life. But your activity and the common man's activity will be one and the same. The activities will not change. What is going to change? Your emotion, your feeling towards that activity changes. And remembering this, and remembering that you who are hearing these words must understand that Gayatri Mantra has nothing religion in it. There is no Hindu Dharma in it. It is a way of life. It is a formula, a science, a technology. What in Gita is known as Jnanam and Vijnanam, science and technology. And this science and technology of life, everyone has a right to know it. And it is our greatest revolution that we are going to bring is to make people understand it. That Gayatri is not a mantra, Gayatri is not a religion, but it is a formula of living your life. Your life in these 24 hours is divided into 24 levels of consciousness. And you have the 24 activities. So, to make you understand these 24 activities of Gayatri, Pujya Gurudev has written 20 books, which are known as the Kranti Dharma literature, the revolutionary literature. Dharma here doesn't mean religion, but properties. Chemical properties, we call it as Rasayanika Dharma. Physical properties, we call it as Bhautika Dharma. Any chemistry people knows it. So Dharma not only means religion, it also means properties, characteristics. So these 20 books about which I am telling you, basing on Gayatri, are based on the characteristics of revolution. How you can revolutionize your life from a normal human being to a Rishi level, then to Maharshi level, then to a Rajarshi level, then to a Brahmarshi level, and finally to the Devarshi level. But today, I am just going to give you the headlines, the operating words, basing on which, if you read these books and Gayatri Ramayana, you can transform your life to any extent you want. This is the end. The nuclear energy is equal to mc squared. The rules of electricity, Ohm's law. It won't change. The laws of electricity anywhere are one and the same. It will never change, past, present, future. Similarly, the Gayatri Mantra, the formula of living will never change. It is ancient, sanatana, eternal. And it is ever new also. Shashvata, sanatana and nityanutana, eternal, ancient and ever new. With this background, I am starting the Gayatri Ramayana. Tapasvadhyaya niratam tapasvei vadvidam varam naradam pariprapracha valmikir munipungavam. Valmiki asked Narada, who is the foremost of the munis with respect to tapas and svadhyaya. Actually, what is meant here is svadhyaya and tapas makes one a siddhaya muni. Valmiki is in the process of becoming a Siddha and Narada has become the Devarshi. He has attained the highest peaks of life consciousness. And Valmiki, from a Narapashu, from a Narakitaka, from a Narapachi, a very, very downtrodden man, has just entered into the path of spiritualism, into the transformation of his consciousness. So he is asking Narada, the highest, how to reach there. So the operative word in this particular shloka is seek expert advice. And unfortunately it is in spiritualism I say that nobody seeks expert advice. Nobody seeks expert, everybody talks as if they are an expert. That has to be corrected. That viewpoint has to be corrected. Go and seek a sadhaka, a tapasvi. It is not worldly, verbal knowledge that makes you an expert in life sciences. You have to know and ask somebody who has reached that level. And this level and how to reach it has been given by the Kranti Dharmi book, 21st Century, A Glorious Future, the first volume. So this first volume, 21st Century, The Glorious Future, Part 1 by Pujya Gurudev, deals with expert advice on the science of living by past masters, present masters, and those who saw the future and foretold about it. The second one, second shloka. Sahatva Rakshasan Sarvan Yajyajnan Raghunandana Rushabhi Pujitastatra Irendro Vijayipura. Sri Rama vanquished all the Rakshasas, placing hurdles in the path of Yajna. The Munis prayed to Rama in the same way Indra was requested for the victory over Asuras. The English translation naturally does not suit the Sanskrit words. But here what actually is being told about is you should know the science of cycles. Yajna is the science of cycles. Rakshasas are those who killed, who stopped, who put hurdles, who saw that Yajna was not correctly done. They were the destroyers of Yajna, Yajna. So in this second shloka of Gayatri Mantra, which starts with the second letter of Gayatri Mantra, Sa, asks you to become an expert in science of cycles. Your blood circulation is a cycle. Water circulation in the earth is a cycle. Clouds go up, rain comes, rivers flow, again there is a cycle. And then you have the nitrogen fixation cycle, the carbon dioxide cycle, various cycles. So the second shloka talks about the various cycles of life currents that you are present in you. We are talking about life, the science of life, prana shakti, vitality, the vital energy. So the science of the vital energy has to be learned, and these details have been given in the Krantidharmi Sahitya, volume 2 of 21st, sorry, it has been dealt very clearly in the second half of the first part of 21st Century Glorious Future. The correction you should understand, the first half of the first book deals with expert opinion. The second half deals with cycles. And now, the third sloka, Vishwamitra Saramastu Shrutva Janaka Bhashitam Vatsa Rama Dhanu Pashya Iti Raghavam Bravid. Again an action, an incident. Vishwamitra heard the words of Janaka and asked Rama, see the Dhanus. So it is an activity that is being told that one who has a goal to achieve, Janaka, he has a goal to achieve. And this goal was held by Vishwamitra, one who loves the world. Now you have these characteristics which you should develop. You must have a goal, and that goal must be Vishwamitra. It should be good for the world. And then also it is not enough. You should follow the advice of an expert, your guru. And what does your guru say? He say, go in. Go inside yourself and learn about your backbone. The entire, in the backbone resides all the devatas. There are 33 backbone skeleton, skeletons, bones. And there are 33 types of devatas. So go inside the backbone. Try to understand the backbone. And understanding about this backbone is given in the second part of the volume 21st Century Glorious Future. First two shlokas are dealt with in the first volume of 21st Century Bright Future, the first book. The first book deals with expert opinion, cycles. And now the second volume of the same title, 21st Century Bright Future, the first half of that book deals with the backbone. And when I say about the backbone, don't think it talks about the backbone. It talks about the backbone of life. And what is the backbone of your life? That you are being alive. How you can be alive. How you breathe. How you feel. This is the backbone about which the 21st Century Glorious Future first half talks about in the second volume. And now, Tushta Vamsya Tadha Vamsyam Pravishasya Nishampate Sheniyam Narendrasya Tadha Sadhya Vetishtita. So the first shlokas talked about the expert opinion, the cycles. And then the third shloka talked about your backbone. Now the fourth shloka says how to change your backbone, how to change your lifestyle. And he says, go to sleep. Understand your sleep. And understanding sleep in yoga is known as samadhi. So try to understand samadhi in its various levels. Tushta vamsya tadha vamsyam pravishasya nishampate sheniyam narendrasya tadha sadhya vyatishtata. The shloka says, Sumanta walked towards the bedroom of the king. There he praised the king's dynasty. So when you go to sleep, you just fall unconscious. The life currents recharge you. Everybody knows the importance of sleep. But how the life currents recharges you, that science you will know only in samadhi. And that is given in the first half of the second volume of 21st Century Glorious Future. And now, in these four books, two volumes of 21st Century Bright Future and two volumes of, no, sorry, correction, the two shlokas talk about the first volume of 21st Century. What are the two shlokas? Seek expert advice learn about the cycles. This deals with the first volume of 21st century. Then, knowing about your backbone and your sleep is given in the second volume of 21st century Bright Future. What I am trying to make you understand is, if you can capture those operative words, you understand the depth with which you can go. First one, seek expert advice. Second one, learn the law of cycles. Third one, know about your backbone. Fourth one, know about sleep and its signs. And after that, we come to the fifth point. Vanavasam mi sankhyaya, vasam syabharanani cha, bhartaram anugacchante, sitaye shacharodadav. Counting the days of Vanavasa, Dasharatha, the father-in-law of Sita, gave her dresses and ornaments. And now when you want to follow those above four things, you have to find out money and other related means. And that you won't get from what you are doing now. You have to cut down your expenses. You have to find out time. You have to cut some expenses of yours and give some money. And your talents also, instead of using it for other purposes, you will have to use it for this purpose. But when you want to give money, time and your talents to a cause, you will give it only when you know what you will get out of it. We put some money on our children's education for years together. When I say some money, it goes into lakhs. Why do we give that money, clothes and food to our children? Because you know that when you are putting it for this purpose for a few years, you are going to reap its benefits lifelong. Similarly, Guruji in this fifth volume says that when you do these things, what do I mean when you do these four things? What are the four things? First is expert opinion. Second is law of cycles. Third is backbone. Fourth is learn the science of sleeping, samadhi state. And then when we come, what you are to do to reach these levels, he says, you have to refine your talent. You have to modify your talent. That is what Guruji used to say, prakara pratibha. And now this prakara pratibha, you should know, this is what is now being taught in all the multinational company self-development courses. But they are not talking it as prakara pratibha. They are talking it as the authentic power. Till now you are utilizing the five-dimensional powers, five sensorial powers, the external powers. They say now you have to learn the multisensory power. Stephen R. Covey, an expert in all these things, has just written a book about 2 years back about trust, Shraddha and Saburi. And he says that without Shraddha, without Vishwas, no company can grow. You cannot become a multinational company without the trust. So what those people were talking about, trust and fifth discipline and what not, Puja Guruji talks it as prakara pratibha. And he says this is the need of the hour. And in the third book of Krantidharmi Sahitya, he says the need of the era is the refinement of your talents. So two volumes of 21st century Bright Future, two volumes of the Need of the Era, and now you are understanding how to refine your talent. In the sixth shloka, Raja Satyancha Dharmancha, Raja Kulavatam Kulam, Raja Mata Pita Chaiva, Raja Hitakaro Nuna. Here he is talking about the king and his various aspects. So wherever you want a truth, the need of particular characteristics or of a family or of a mother and father or something which is good for you, hitakaro nrunam, which is good for the people, it is the mind power which helps you. Raja means the king, king of your five senses. So in this particular shloka, that is the second half of the third book, the need of the era, refinement of the talent. In the latter half of that book, he talks about mind control and how to develop it. Then we come to the seventh shloka. Niriksha samuhurtantu dadarsha bharato gurum utaje rama masinam jata mandala dharinam. At that moment, Bharata saw Rama sitting in his kutira. This is most important. Now, we have understood the importance of what we are going to learn. What are we going to learn? The science and technology of living. What Aurobindo said, life divine, using synthesis of yoga. What Guruji says, Jivan Devata Sadhana, using Gayatri. And what all other gurus say, they all say about how to live your life properly. The art of living by, at the present day, we are having these classes of art of living and etc. etc. Because whenever you want to give something to me, say it loud. Because if you just whisper it, I can't understand. So it is as good as not helping me. So the art of living? By Ravi Shankar Guruji. And then about the art of sleeping, you remember it is Rishi Prabhakar who is telling it. He is telling you the art of sleeping. Siddha Samadhi Yoga. So why I am talking is, it is not just only Srila Pooja Gurudev talking about it, but what Pooja Gurudev has done is, he has given you 20 wonderful books where you can correlate all that is being done now by these masters that have arrived in this world and by the past and what future gurus are going to tell you. That is the worth of these books. Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, the 20 volumes. Now in this shloka, the Bharata sees Rama as the Jatadhari. This very clearly tells you that if you want to become an expert in the art of living, you should have a formula to follow that is plain living and high thinking. It is not a crown that she is in the Rama, it is the Jata Mandita Dharinam. In the hut he is living. That doesn't mean that you have to leave your palaces and buildings and go. Your psychology must be like that. That for normal way-to-day life you won't give any importance. You give importance only to high ideals. So, this is what is given in the second, the need of the era, refinement of the talent, second part. The fifth and sixth slokas deal with the first part of need of the era. The seventh one talks with the second part of the need of the era. And now, Yadi Buddhi Kruta Drashtum Magasyam Tam Mahamunim Adyaiva Gamane Buddhim Rocheswa Mahamate. Oh, intellectual one, if you have the desire to see Agastya, go today itself. And now, the need of the hour is so great that you have to dry oceans. And you think, how can I dry an ocean? How can I drink an ocean? Agastya showed it. And that too to help whom? A small bird. Similarly, Pooja Gurudev says that you also can dry an ocean in 3 sips. But the thing is, you have to go to Agastya. Yadi buddhi krita drashtum magasyantam mahamunim adyaiva gamane buddhim rocheswa mahamuni. And what more did Agastya do? An impossibility he made possible. Rama was on the land, barefooted, without any special weapon. And Ravana, of course, you know, he has a grand army and a grand chariot. And then what happened? Agastya came. He gave him a 24th shloka, Aditya Hridayam. And he won. So if you feel that you cannot tackle the present day problems, it is like the extended Ramana's army and you are still being on your own two legs without an army, only an army of you monkeys. But still he won because of Agastya. So how to reach this great consciousness that is known in Agastya? And what more did Agastya do? He sacrificed his entire friends who were living in Himalayas. He came over to South India to stop the growth of a hill, the ahankara, the egoism. He saw that it's subdued. So how to subdue your egoism? How to face an unwieldy, great, huge army of Rakshasas? And how to dry an ocean to get this type of talent is explained in the second part of the second volume of The Need of the Era, Refinement of the Talent. Got it? With this, we finish the first 8 letters of Gayatri Mantra. Tat Savitur Varenyam. And now in this Gayatri Mantra, you have a tremendous meditation technique given by Pujya Gurudev. The development of the 3 bodies by meditating on the sun. Tat Savitur Varenyam. Meditate on the glorious sun. And how do you meditate and what types of theoretical knowledge you should have has been given in these 4 books of Krantidharmi Sahitya. There are 2 volumes each. 2 volumes of 21st Century Bright Future, 2 volumes of Need of the Era. And now we start the second half. First line of Gayatri Mantra is over, Tat Savitur Varenyam. And now the second line of Gayatri Mantra starts with Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo. And now this letter also, this shloka also starts with Bha, the 9th shloka, the 9th letter. Bharata Sarya Putrasya Shashrunam Mamacha Prabho Mrugarupam Idam Divyam Vismayam Janishyati. And now many people think it's okay, you are talking about something past, future, present, you say about some glorious possibility of the future. If I embark on this path, what happens to my family? What can I give to my family? You can give a golden deer. That is what Sita says here. The action, you understand. A divine deer in the form of an effigy will cause wonderment to you, Bharata, and my mother-in-law. Even if you cannot catch it alive, get it by some means. The skin of the deer is beautiful. So even if you think that you may not reach that glorious, tremendous and seemingly impossible goal, even then you can reach something which will make you very great in your family's house. And what is that? The 5th book, The Return of Satya Yuga. They will live in Satya Yuga. For this Guruji gives a very apt example. When people were working for the freedom struggle, many people were thinking, what will my family get? What happened? Their family get a free India. Now, what your family will get? Satya Yuga, the golden era. They will live in golden era. And how they will live it, and what are the conditions, and how that new era, golden era is going to come. He is explained in the fifth volume of Krantidharmi Sahitya. And now you have decided to act. But you say from tomorrow, just as the smokers say, from tomorrow I will stop smoking. So what will he do? Today he will smoke more. And naturally the next day he will not leave smoking. So had he not thought about leaving smoking, he would not have smoked more now. That negative aspect should not come in our way of development of consciousness. So what does he say? Gachha sigramito vira sugrivancha mahabalam vayasyantam kurukshipra mito gatyatya raghava. Oh Raghava, proceed from here as quickly as possible and go to Sugriva and make him your friend. And now that we have understood that a new era is coming, now what you should do? Do you think Gandhi could have obtained freedom alone? He needs group. He needs friends. So when should you seek a friend? Tomorrow? No, now. And how and whom you should make friends of and how you have to talk with them has been given in the book Great Moments of Change, in which Pujya Gurudev tells the details of how he became from an ordinary human being to this great level of controlling the entire universe. And mind you, when I am saying this word, it is not a hyperbole. It is not an exaggeration. In that book, the sixth book, it is almost like his autobiography. But not an autobiography. He will make friendship with you. You become friends with Pujya Gurudev. That is where you are going. You are making Pujya Gurudev your friend, your colleague, your guide, friend, philosopher and guide, as we say. So that friendship with Pujya Gurudev and those who have friendship with other gurus also, let us all join together in this great moments of change is what is given in Krantidharma Sahitya, sixth volume. And then we come to the 11th shloka of Gayatri Mantra. Desha kalo bhajasyadya kshiyamanam priyapriye sukadukka sahakale sugriva vashigo bhava. And now the most important thing is, yes, we have decided to do this. We have understood it. And we are also sure what we are going to our family and friends. A golden era we are giving them. And you are making friends with great people. But then, you remember this. Understand the concepts of desha and kala. Tolerate with equanimity both like and dislike and happiness and unhappiness. And be with Sugriva. Be with your guru. You are not guaranteed that every minute of yours will be comfortable. No? How can it be? You are learning something which is unique. But you should not leave your friendship with Sugriva. You follow what the Sugriva, the Guru, is telling you. The moments of change, how Guruji has transformed them for himself, he is telling you to do it. For this, you have to tolerate with equanimity both like and dislike and happiness and unhappiness. And this methodology is given in the golden formula for transforming life, Krantidharmi Sahitya 7. How to face life? The golden laws of livelihood are given in this 7th volume. You are understanding the continuity of these books, the glory of these books. And now we come to the 12th shloka. Vandita Vyantata Siddha Tavasam Vita Kalmasha Offer your solutions to the pious siddhas and tapasis and ask about Sita in all humanity. Now what is our goal? The real goal of us is to find out the Sita inside us, what is known as the Kundalini power inside us, what the modern writers in the New Thought books talked as the authentic energy. or what the new thought books talk about, multifaceted personality, not the five sense personality of our being, but a multi-sensuous personality. And now you have to search inside you for this power. You always remember this. We are going to change the world. We are going to revolutionize the world, no doubt about it. But that has to be done by searching the Sita inside us. Then what you are supposed to know? The Mahakal's invitation to the talented. What the time is telling you for it, don't sit and do Hatha Yoga practices. Very clearly, Aurobindo says they are useless. Guruji also says they are useless. Guruji also says that Patanjali Yoga Sutras are useless. It is years and years back, some 6,000 years back, they were written for that personality. And this day presented personality is much quicker, much faster, and much sensitive. So we should know the time and what does the time ask and what does the invitation that is given by the time. And that is given in this 8th book, Krantidharmi, Mahakal's invitation to the talented. So it is the invitation of Mahakal which you should follow. Don't follow your whims and fancies, mind you, you remember it. That is what is happening in all these, what is happening in all these gurus. I am not criticizing any guru. I am saying, you who want to know and go ahead, know the times. When it is the time of computer technology and you still stick to the telephone technology, yes, you can live and you go ahead. But there is a lot of difference. Similarly, what does the Mahakal want from you? What is the invitation that is being given by the time is given in this 8th book? And the 13th shloka, Sanidhyutya Purim Lankam Sreshtam Tam Kamarupini Vikrameda Mahateja Hanuman Kapishattama. And now you say, okay, but what can I alone do? I am so small, I am so single. I don't have any friends, I don't have any circles, I don't even belong to any group. Neither to a political party, nor I am a businessman, nor I am a scientist, nor I am an actor to launch a new party. Now how can I do it? What can I do it? How am I to proceed? He says, wherever you are, don't worry, remember Matsyavatara. Matsyavatara story starts with a small kamandala, a small fish in a small kamandala. It grows and grows and grows and grows. And when the time of complete desertation comes, what is known as Mahapralaya, it is this Matsyavatara which saves the Saptarishis. You can become that. And how you can become from a small fish to such a level is given the details in the 9th volume, The Expansive Process of Prajñāvatāra. You start with you. You grow into the Prajñāvatāra's vast fish, the Matsyavatara Prakriya. You start from you. Don't be in a hurry. You have ample time. But I guarantee you, if you read this book, 6 months is enough. 6 months is enough. And I am saying it with my own experience. But you have to follow what is written in those books and what Gayatri Mantra tells you to do. This is what I am telling you about the Gayatri Mantra. Expansion. And then what will happen? Dhanya Deva Sagandharva Siddhascha Paramarshaya Mamapashyanti Eviram Ramam Rajiva Lochanam. Then you will be extolled by Devatas, Gandharvas, Siddhas and Rishis. All these talented people are waiting for us to take part in this great revolution. These details of how to take part in this revolution and get the credit which is due to Devatas, Gandharvas, Siddhas and Rishis. Dhanya, Deva, Sagandharva, Siddhascha, Paramarshaya, Mo Pashyanti Eviram Ramam Rajivalochanam is given in the book Preparation of Mahakal for the New Creation. You are a part of the preparation of the Mahakal. The time has decided to change, it will change. Will you be a part of it? And if you want to be a part of it, how to go about it is given in this 10th volume, Preparation of Mahakal for the New Creation.